Hello. This is the chap who normally comes on at the start of these podcasts, this time affecting a simply dreadful British accent, for if I don't miss my guess, you're listening to this as part of The Rack, the Icebox Radio Theatre's new podcast of fantasy and science fiction. And nothing says fantasy quite so much as an American actor attempting to sound like something he's not. Now, we love all of our listeners, of course, but we especially love those who have stepped through the velvet ropes to become a listening supporter. Castles and spaceships are quite inexpensive to render here in the world of audio, but petrol money for actors as well as new microphones and equipment are somewhat less so. So we continue to depend on you, the wonderful listener, to help us continue to bring these stories to the world. Simply go to our website, that's iceboxradio.org, and look for the word support across the top of the page there. On that page, you can learn all about our Patreon, you can learn about our membership program, or even just how to drop a fiver in the post. We're not picky. We just appreciate whatever kind attention you and your checkbook may be able to offer us. And now, since brevity be the soul of wit, I yield for this evening's presentation. You are driving in a dark forest, the pine boughs heavy with snow. At the end of a long dirt track road, you arrive at your destination. It's a small, weather-beaten motel called Toujours Joli. It's not much to look at, really. Just a single weather-beaten shack surrounded by a half-dozen equally run-down cabins. Out back, there's a dingy fishing dock right next to the spaceport. And a few picnic tables for cleaning fish, conveniently placed right next to the time portal. So it's easy to dispose of the chum. Come up to the office now. Let the bear in the tuxedo take your bags. Ask the time-traveling Viking at the concierge desk if you have any questions, and then step up to the main desk to meet the owner, Old Pierre.
Hello, and welcome to Toujours Joli Motel. Looking for something to do? We have all kinds of tourist information right over here. I invite you to select a brochure from The Rack.
Parents and kids, it goes without saying, are different. But neither parents or kids seem to remember this all the time. How many arguments would be settled if kids knew it was like to be an adult and adults knew it was like to be a kid again? Jeannie is in fifth grade and failing history. She's in her classroom with her father, the history buff, awaiting her teacher for a conference.
Well, I guess she's not coming.
Jeannie?
I don't really need to be here, do I, Dad? I could wait in the car.
No, it's your conference. You're staying here.
Geez, Dad, it's only history.
I'm going to do you a favor and forgot you said that.
Mr. Abel, thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Why don't we all have a seat? Okay. Well, Mr. Abel, I feel Jeannie could do better in certain subjects.
Uh-huh.
Mrs. Price?
I'm in a conference right now.
Mr. Lundmeyer needs to see you in his office for 5 minutes. It's important.
I really can't right now.
He leaves for his vacation tomorrow, and he needs to talk to you before he goes. It will only take a minute.
I'm sorry. I really should go.
That's all right. I blocked out an entire hour for this. We've got plenty of time.
I'm really sorry. It'll only take a minute.
That's all right.
I suppose asking you to...
No.
We could postpone this to...
No.
Dad, you're...
No.
Not being reasonable. It's not like I'm failing.
You're getting a D in history.
I have A's in English and gym.
And a low D in history.
It's not the end of the world.
If enough kids thought that way, it might be.
You're overreacting, as usual.
History is extremely important.
Wars, dates, and dead guys. Who cares?
It's not like that anymore. I've seen your textbook. There's plenty of stuff about social history, how families worked, and what women did.
A history of cooking. Thrillsville.
Jeannie, if you don't know where you've come from, you can't figure out where you're going. And besides, the past might be important to you someday.
Like when?
Like when you have some past to look back on. I mean, it's easy to ignore history when you've only been on the planet 10 years.
Fine. When I'm ancient like you, I'll get into history.
Which will be too late to salvage your grade this term. I mean, how can you not like history? I see history everywhere.
I know.
This room. I was in this room when I was your age.
Miss Price was probably your teacher.
Actually, we were in high school together. I had a crush on her.
Dad!
It was harmless. We were 3 years apart and she didn't know I existed. But this room, I remember this room. Mrs. Fitch was my teacher in this room.
I've never heard of her.
Oh, she retired before you were born. You know, it's funny, some things haven't changed. That handwriting chart above the blackboard's the same. I remember this radiator. Mackie Olson carved his name on this radiator.
Fascinating, but what exactly does this have to do with General Custer and the Teapot Dome Massacre?
Wow, do you realize some of these deaths are the same, too?
Here we go. I'm a hostage on memory lane.
In fact, no. Couldn't be.
What is it?
This desk right here. This was my desk.
How can you tell them apart?
JK was carved in the corner. Yep, right there. Clear as day. This was my desk. Hey, it's empty.
Yeah, that was Ryan Murrell's desk. He moved to Rochester.
Wow, I never would have thought my old desk would still be here.
You aren't going to sit at it, are you, Dad? You'll get stuck.
Oh, it's not that bad. I'll just...
Leave my knees in the island.
Dad!
What is it?
What's happened?
Honey, you're as white as a sheet.
Dad? Is that you?
Are you feeling sick? We'd better...
Move this conference along and get you home. Jeannie, what's wrong with you?
You were younger!
Well, yeah, I was once.
No. Right now. A second ago. When you sat at the desk, you turned into a little kid.
What?
Your desk. You sat in your desk and you turned into a kid my age.
I know you're trying to get out of this conference, but this is just sad.
You don't believe me?
Jeannie, come on.
You did. I saw you.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I turned into a what?
You turned into a little kid. Okay, not a little kid, but a kid my age.
What do you mean turned into?
I don't know. You just transformed. You sat at the desk and then it wasn't you anymore. It was some kid.
Look, I'm going to sit at this desk again.
No.
To show you...
How ridiculous you're being.
Ah!
Now just stop that, young lady. There's no reason...
Dad, look at yourself.
I don't... Huh?
See?
I haven't seen this shirt in years.
You haven't?
It was my favorite shirt. Mom got it from Sears. Fran Turkington.
I'm really sorry about the delay. Now if we... Oh.
Hi, Mrs. Price.
Where did your father go?
He, went to the bathroom.
Hello. Who's this?
Don't you recognize me?
I don't think so. Are you in Mrs. Anderson's class?
I'm in Mrs. Fitch... I was in Mrs. Fitch's class.
Mrs. Fitch? She retired years ago. Well, whatever the case, young man, I'm having a conference in here right now, so you'll have to leave. Now, where did...
Mrs. Price?
Oh, there you are. Let's get started.
Dad?
Jeannie, it's time for your conference.
Dad, what happened? Are you okay?
Come sit down.
But...
Now, young lady, we'll talk about it later. Now, come on.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
You gotta be kidding.
Would I make something like this up?
Would she make something like this up?
I think so. You're making it up, Jeannie.
Look, I'm not doing this to get attention.
You do everything to get attention.
No, Catherine, you're thinking of yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Jeannie, it makes no sense.
I know.
I mean, if you walked up to us and told us you were a witch or a werewolf or something, we'd at least have to listen.
But telling us your dad changed into a little kid right before your eyes...
He didn't turn into a little kid. He turned into a boy our age.
Yes, but girls mature much faster than boys.
Oh, that's true.
Ugh! Why did I even tell you guys?
We're your friends. You tell us everything.
No matter how crazy it is.
Right.
Okay, new rule. I never said anything, okay? Our friendship is totally dependent on you three solemnly swearing to never reveal... Wait, never remember that I ever told you.
I get it. A secret. Just like when I said I like Jordan Pearsall.
You like Jordan Pearsall?
Oh no, did I say that out loud?
Oh my gosh, Heather, Catherine likes Jordan Pearsall.
I know.
I do not.
You guys, serious.
About what?
Promise to forget I ever said anything about my dad. You know...
All right. You never said anything.
And neither did I.
Oh, you're not getting off that easy.
Just please be serious, all right?
We promise. But hey, Jeannie, your dad's here.
What? What do you mean?
Your dad's here. Look, right over by our classroom.
Do you have another conference today?
No. Well, I mean, I don't think so. What's he doing?
Going into our room, looks like.
He's probably looking for Mrs. Price.
She's on lunch duty. Do you want me to go and get her?
No. Let me...
I'm just going to say hi to my dad and see what he wants first.
Okay, see ya.
Yeah, later. I didn't say anything.
Oh, yes, you did.
What's doing here? Dad?
What? What? Don't do that.
Sorry. What are you doing here?
Nothing, of course. Why would I be here?
Dad, are you here about that desk?
Of course not.
Then why were you looking at it that way when I came in?
Looking at it what way?
Like that time you accidentally dropped the remote in the kitchen garbage. Sort of a combination of desperate longing and horrified disgust.
I'm not here about...
Dad, how many lectures have you given me about honesty?
Fine.
Then you admit it really happened?
I don't know what happened. I know what I think I saw.
And what I saw, and what Miss Price apparently saw, and...
But it doesn't make any logical sense.
Who cares if it makes any sense? It happened, right? Do it again.
No.
Come on, Dad. Sit at the desk.
No, I'm not going to sit at that desk.
Why not?
I won't fit.
Dad, honestly?
I was just thinking.
About what?
Fifth grade. I love fifth grade.
You must have been in a different fifth grade than I'm in.
Yeah. Couldn't have happened.
Dad, sit at the desk.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Dad?
Yes?
You should open your eyes.
Yeah, I should.
Are you going to open your eyes now?
I'm afraid to do that. I'm afraid to listen to the sound of my voice, too. Oh, no, do I sound like that?
No. You used to sound like that.
Don't say that. That's crazy.
Says you, the geeky 70s kid in the Fran Templeton shirt.
Turkington, Fran Turkington.
Whatever. Open your eyes.
Oh.
What is it?
I think I'm having a coronary.
That's it.
What's it?
I know why this is happening.
Well, I don't care. It's not happening anymore.
There.
I figured it out. You're a history buff, right? Well, I'm history hopeless. So you're being transformed into your fifth grade self to help me pass this test.
What do you mean, help you pass this test?
Mrs. Price keeps open seating. I could get her move me next to you for the test.
So you could cheat off me?
It wouldn't be cheating, Dad. You've, like, already graduated high school.
But you haven't.
But how else can you explain this?
Hallucination?
For both of us? I may be a fifth grader, but I know that two people can't have the same hallucination.
I don't know what's happening, but whatever it is, it isn't happening so you can pass a test.
How do you know? We don't really know what's going on, right? It could be anything, so why not me and my test?
Because, weird mass hallucination or not, I'm still your dad and I'm not going to let you cheat on a test.
But what other reason could there be? I mean, I'm never going to get the Louisiana Purchase stuff on my own.
You'll just have to... What?
I'll never get it. I've been reading the book and it just doesn't make any sense.
Your test is on Louisiana Purchase?
Yeah. Why does Louisiana Purchase have an Oregon Trail running through it?
The Louisiana Purchase?
George Washington bought a bunch of land. Big deal.
Jefferson. Thomas Jefferson bought it from France. They were strapped for cash because of a war.
See? That's exactly the kind of thing I need from you, Dad. Dad? Earth to Dad.
Hmm? Oh, sorry, Jeannie.
You okay? You looked all dreamy and happy and stuff. What's wrong?
Well, I'm not sure, but when I was in fifth grade, I had straight A's going.
Big surprise.
We had this test coming up on the Louisiana Purchase. I always liked stories about that. Lewis and Clark, the Northwest Passage, Sacagawea. But I got the flu and was out for a whole week, including the test.
Flu! I hadn't thought of that. There was a third grader with the flu. Maybe he'd sneeze on me.
I missed the test, and when I came back to school, Mrs. Fitch said I had an A in history anyway, and I didn't have to take the Louisiana Purchase test. I was so mad.
Are you sure we're related?
Hmm?
What?
Well, your test is on the Louisiana Purchase.
Yeah?
Sometimes I'd really like to take that test just to see how I do.
And you could take it now!
Well...
And you could help me!
Study.
Study? Wait a minute.
I'll make you a deal, Princess. I'll sit at this desk as my whatever and take the test with you if you and I study for it together.
I knew there was going to be a catch.
Thank you so much for visiting our class, Mr. Abel. I'm sorry there wasn't much more for you to do.
That's all right. I thought it was interesting looking over that test. I love reading about the Louisiana Purchase.
I took a peek at Jeannie's. I think she did okay.
I'm glad. We did a lot of studying together.
Dad, I think I did okay.
I think so too, honey. Mrs. Price was just saying...
Let me grade the test first. But yes, Jeannie, I think you did a lot better. That's strange.
What is it, Mrs. Price?
There's a test here for a student I don't recognize. I've never had a Fran Tarkington in my class, have I?
That name's familiar somehow.
Yes, it is. Well, I'm sure it'll all work out. It's not likely a fifth grader snuck into my class on test day.
Nope.
I'd like to know who he is, though. He almost did as well as Jeannie.
Yeah, he... What?
What? Well, I haven't graded them yet, of course, but he got that one wrong.
What?
And that one, and that one too.
You can't blame him, Mrs. Price. It was a really hard test.
Be nice, Jeannie. Maybe he just didn't take the time to study.
Oh, he had enough time to study.
Yeah, a couple decades. Oh well, some of us are history buffs.
And some of us are history hopeless.
It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created, and for over three decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.
And once the hedge pig whined.
Harpier cries, "'Tis time, 'tis time."
Round about the cauldron go, in the poisoned entrails throw. Toad that under cold stone days and nights has 31 sweltered, venom sleeping got. Boil thou first i' the charmed pot. Double, double, toil and trouble, fire burn and cauldron bubble. Is that it? It doesn't look like it. It was the newt eyes.
It wasn't the newt eyes. Why do you always think it's the newt eyes?
I don't. I just always think it was the whatever you were in charge of. Shut up, both of you. I'm going to call the distributor.
No, it's not always my fault.
The snakeskins last week? The Beetlejuice at Thanksgiving? Stop it, you'll make her cry. Harry? Blast. I got voicemail. We need fresh newt eyes.
I didn't mean anything by it.
Quiet, both of you. Harry? Esmeralda Wolfsbane here. If you're there, could you pick up? Harry? This is all your fault.
Oh, stop picking on me.
Gonna cry now, baby?
Stop it.
Cry? Cry now? Knock it off, both of you.
She started it.
Just quit. Harry's gone. We're stuck with no newt eyes.
Oh, we dragged the cauldron all the way up here.
Oh, shush. Quiet.
Quit bossing us around.
Yeah, we've got feelings, Esmeralda.
Who died and made you queen anyway?
Mother, remember? It was in the will. I'm queen, you're mistress of darkness, and she's head of newt eyes.
Oh, I'm such a failure. I'm sorry, Mummy.
Quiet. There's someone out there.
I think you're right.
Wands ready, girls.
Oh, I think I forgot mine.
Well, pick up a stick. The way you use your wand, no one will know the difference.
Now don't you start, too.
Quiet. Mortals.
Hi, I'm Mike, and this is Karen.
We're two teenagers, out on a date.
We had a little car trouble down there. There's something scratching on the roof, and there's a bloody hook hanging from the door handle.
We were just headed over to that old abandoned mansion when we saw the light from your fire. Do either of you have a cell phone?
You mean you don't have one?
Well, I keep getting calls from a mysterious deep voice saying, "I know what you did," over and over. So I left it at home.
And I accidentally watched a cursed video on mines, and it said I was going to die in 7 days, so I figured it was pretty pointless bringing it.
Cursed are you, and cursed you shall remain, for into the domain of darkness you have both stumbled. Prepare for the torments of hell!
I can't this week. I've got the SATs tomorrow.
Oh, kids today, they're so jaded.
You can't scare them at all.
Mere mortals cannot live on the Devil's Peak during the new moon. Prepare yourselves!
It's not a new moon.
What?
The moon. It's not new until tomorrow night. See, there's a little sliver right there.
You mean you blamed my new eyes when all along it wasn't even a new moon?
Well, wait. I have that almanac right here.
Let me go, Esmeralda.
I was sure it said...
I don't believe it.
Ha ha, Essie made a mistake.
Now shut up.
This is weird.
Yeah. Who are you guys anyway?
We are the Sisters Three, cursed two on this hilltop bee. I'm Esmeralda.
I'm Griselda.
And I'm Larry. It's a long story.
Huh. Well, what are you three doing up here anyway?
Cursed you'll be if you don't...
Forget it, Essie. You tried that already?
Well, fine. Somebody killed them already then.
What?
Well, I'm not going to kill them. I did it last time.
Griselda.
Last time I killed a mortal, it burned out my wand. You do it.
Listen to you two. Is it any wonder the mortals aren't afraid of us anymore?
Oh, that's nothing to do with you.
Yeah, we're jaded because we're two teenagers on a date. There's nothing more deadly than that.
If it's not a psychopath escaped from a neighboring institution, it's the pedophile janitor that was killed by our parents.
Or the reanimated corpse of the 1984 prom queen out for revenge.
Yep, that's just the way it is at Sunnydale High School. Most of our class won't see graduation.
And even if they did, there's probably going to be carnage at commencement.
Oh, good title. Carnage at commencement. Oh,
quiet, both of you. We've got to figure out what to do.
What is it you're trying to do, anyway?
Say nothing. They're a little too helpful for my taste.
Yes. Not only that, but they're too helpful.
That's what I just said.
What?
You just repeated what I said and pretended it was some great insight.
Well, I'm just trying to contribute to the conversation.
Look, guys, we'll go if you want us to.
But you really look like you could use some help. What is it you're trying to do?
Well, if you must know, we were hired by this little town in Minnesota to try and boost tourism.
So we're coming up with a spell.
A brew.
Oh, whatever. To enchant the world and make everyone flock to this little town.
We'll make it the next Riviera. Now let's try again. Griselda, do you have the elements?
Right. Into the pot, one by one. Here we go. Stick of hockey.
Pole of fish.
Make the falls one hot dish.
Anything?
I don't think so. Let's try that other one.
Okay. Hair of Sean Mason. Hair of Jeff Adams.
Oh, be careful. That one's incredibly rare.
It's extinct, practically.
Give all the tourists the big up and atoms.
Up and atoms?
You try coming up with a rhyme for that.
Oh, forget it.
This looks really hard.
You have no idea. First, we tried to enchant all the airports of the globe to route flights to the falls on accident. But that fell apart.
Overcrowding?
Clean Water Act. We ran into the wetlands issue.
Then, we tried to make all the casinos in Minnesota disappear. So people would just keep driving north until they hit the falls. But that didn't work.
What happened?
We didn't realize how many casinos there were. We cast spells for a week straight and barely made a dent.
Larry calls casinos flightless mosquitoes now.
I'm having T-shirts printed.
That was almost as tough as Plan A.
Oh, don't get me started on Plan A.
What was Plan A?
Reduce the number of lakes in Minnesota from 10,000 to 2.
we'd leave only Rainy and Kaptogama, meaning there was only one place in Minnesota to fish, boat, canoe, or water ski.
Well, I could have told you that wouldn't have worked.
No, no, we got pretty close on that one, actually. Getting rid of the lakes was easy, but hiding the water? That was impossible.
Ugh, my feet are still wet.
Oh, quit complaining. I had to stash Minnetonka in my bloomers. Try walking normally with that sloshing around downstairs.
Hey, can we ask you something?
What?
Well, all these plans, we noticed all you've tried to do is change the world, so they'll come to this small town.
So?
Well, wouldn't it be easier to just change the falls so people would come to it, instead of changing the whole world?
Change the falls?
What do you think we are, magic?
The Weird Sisters. Written by Jeffrey Adams.
Stephen Adams as Mike.
Trelawney Irwin as Karen.
Ayla Nordrum as Larry.
Vicki Olson as Esmeralda.
Jeannie Corn as Griselda.
Give him a nice round of applause. Nice job. And we'll talk about the script later.
All right. Well, we have a couple seconds, actually about 45 seconds to be exact, to kill some time as we get everything ready over here for our main show this evening.
Harley, don't tell the audience the time because some of them have digital watches.
Alrighty. So as it turns out, I'm going to read you a story I wrote and rewrote onto a paper today. I wrote it in second grade. I went through my files and I found, because I wanted to go to one of the schools and get a story written by a student, but as it turns out, none of them were giving up their work. So here it is. By me in second grade. Once upon a time, there was a bad witch. That was a making a bad stew. This stew recipe called for a frog, and the witch put it in, and then put in another thing, and put in a spider, and put in a big, super big onion. The onion made the witch go blind, so all the kids were happy. Harley Drova, everybody. So after this show, we do have one more thing. We have another song by Ayla that's going to lead us out. But the Three Skeleton Key was originally recorded way back when by Vincent Price. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Do you have a little bit more knowledge?
1950, the radio show was Escape. Its theme was Night on Bald Mountain. I think William Conrad was the announcer. And I'm led to understand that this is now, it's required reading in 8th grade English at Falls High School. And I understand we got some kids here for extra credit. All right. I always applaud extra credit.
And the English department.
So let's bring out the cast to Three Skeleton Key. Our three gentlemen. So some of you know this story, but we're just going to go ahead and tell it anyway, our little old way.